Squadcast, a Tag Digital podcast.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Tag Digital Podcast. I am your host, Connell, today, and I am joined by David and Elizabeth from the Google team. How are you guys?
Yeah, hello. Good.
Good. Nice to be here.
Nice. So today we are going to be chatting about event tech. Obviously, we've talked a lot in the past about general event promotion, so we're chatting about something a little bit different today. But before we get into everything, I'm going to ask you some quick fire questions. Are you ready for those, guys?
Yes, go ahead.
Yep.
Cool. So I got these from ChatGPT, and they're not very quick fire, even though I did prompt it for more quick fiery. Didn't do it. So the first one, I'll start with you, Elizabeth. If you had to describe yourself in three words, what would they be?
Funny, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Kind and compassionate.
Those are all lovely words, Elizabeth. Good job.
I can't describe myself as an awful person, can I?
David, can you match that?
Okay, I'd say, yeah, funny, terrible.
Funny, cool.
Funny, I don't know.
You can't say funny three times.
funny. What did you say again?
Funny, kind and compassionate.
Funny,
compassionate and kind.
And confident.
Nice, I like that. Okay, I'll start with you on this one, David. What book, movie or song has had the biggest impact on your life? Quickfire.
These are not very quickfire questions.
Song, book or movie? The biggest impact in my life?
Hey, just like, you watched the movie and then you came out and you're like, damn, that's changed my life.
Katy Perry, Firework.
Cool. I think that's changed everyone's lives. Elizabeth?
Probably, I mean, I cried at The Blind Side.
Nice. Did you see recently in the news that that's like...
Controversy.
Yeah, I controversy. Know. But that, we'll talk about that in a different podcast.
Sounds good.
And then the last one. What unique or quirky talent do you have that most people don't know about?
I can like fold my tongue.
Oh, nice. Dude?
I can fold my eyelids.
Okay, nice. Very anatomically talented group we've got here today.
Squadcast. The Tag Digital Podcast.
As I said at the start, we were chatting today about event tech. Obviously, in the past, we've spoken plenty about event promotion and gone into a lot of detail about a lot of things. But today we're chatting about event tech. And I think the first question everybody listening is going to have is, what is event tech?
Yes. Elizabeth. What is event tech? So event tech technology is kind of like any tool, app, software that kind of helps you plan, execute or measure for an event. So as Connell said, we've been running a lot of, we run a lot of campaigns that are specifically for or have an event date. So this is more for those companies who are targeting event organizers to kind of make their event better. So our background is, like I said, in events, having run 1,000 events, event campaigns. We kind of know organizers' pain points and how to target them efficiently.
Nice. And sort of like, what's kind of like an example of event tech? Is it like apps? Is it like software?
It could be app software, anything that kind of helps the event organizer measure an event. We had one, for example, where there was an event for generating leads efficiently. So, you know, it's always stressful when you're in an event and you're trying to capture leads like efficiently while having these conversations with people. So making that process really streamlined for them.
Nice. That sounds good. I think that would win in a like a Dragon's Den style competition if somebody came up with that. Cool. So what do you think is like the main difference, David, between like promoting event tech, like we run the campaigns, the platform, versus like promoting an actual event?
Well, there's a few differences. First of all, what you are promoting is different. Like events you're promoting, the actual event versus event tech you're promoting, what they can bring to the event or offer the event organisers. But I suppose the main differences would first, like in terms of running campaigns for us, would be like the objectives. So there is still that conversion objective of like leads or sometimes with events, if it's exhibitor promotion, it's leads, but if it's visitor promotion, it's registrations. But when we think about event tech, it's much more of a bigger decision to make for event organisers. So in terms of objectives, you'd probably build out a bigger, like a more true funnel approach. So with event promotion, we'd run like awareness top of the funnel and then more targeted awareness at like middle of the funnel, and then obviously your bottom of the funnel would be for driving conversions. For event tech, we can do awareness at top of the funnel, get that data, then at middle of the funnel, like kind of try and get some more softer conversions like content downloads, you know, people that are just kind of trying to register their interest, and then we can remarket them at bottom of the funnel with a like a heavier conversion approach, like actually generating leads. There's also differences in prices when it comes to campaigns. So for event promotion, if we're running like free reg, you'd expect your CPA to be quite low because the ticket is free. It's not too big a decision to make. Probably the biggest decision would just be traveling to the event. What we're seeing from the event tech campaigns that we've run, that the costs on the platform is a lot higher. So your cost per clicks for the keywords that you're targeting, there's a lot more competition. So especially at the start, you start off with quite broad targeting. So the cost per click is a bit higher, and that leads obviously to like higher CPAs as well. So it's just about kind of being realistic with those costs, and it's also about managing the quality over quantity of leads. If you wanted a high number of leads, you could get the CPA down, but there's every chance that the quality won't be there. If you want to get higher quality leads, then you'd probably have to pay a bit more for a conversion for that. And that's kind of what we're seeing across like every platform that we've run event tech on recently. Creatives, there's when we run event promotion, usually the campaigns for like a VizProm campaign would be like 12 weeks max. What we usually tend to say is like after 12 or 13 weeks, refresh your creatives. So in the event promotion timeline, you don't really get that chance to refresh creatives too often, just because by the time you go to refresh creatives, the campaign's ended. Whereas with event tech campaigns, there's that always on approach. So we recommend to run like a minimum of 6 months, so you're going to have to probably refresh your creatives halfway through the campaign. Other differences, just kind of going back to like the conversions, when we look at like event promotion, what we tend to see from the event campaigns that we've run over the years, there's that kind of pattern of conversions come in really slow at the start and they really ramp up towards the end because there is that end date on the conversion. So there's like a deadline for when they can actually register for the event. There's no deadline for when event organisers can
like accept leads.
Or look into event tech. So just because there's that always on approach, there's not a deadline for conversion. So you won't see the same pattern where the conversions will really ramp up towards a certain number of weeks. What we would recommend is just trust the process, like, because it is that always on approach, and the way the platforms work is you do, the more conversions you get, the more the platforms learn from those conversions to then optimize for more conversions. So what we'd say is give the platforms time, run, trust the process, and what you will see is, yeah, the conversions might trickle in at the start, but the more that the more the platforms learn from the campaigns, the more conversions you will get in the end. And then, yeah, I think that's pretty much it in terms of...
the differences.
Yeah, maybe in terms of creatives, actually, like, for creatives, for event promotion, we'd run like creatives that show like busy show floors, because you want to give context to what you're advertising. Like a lot of the time, it's about giving more context, but at the same time, showing that your event is actually busy and attracting more people because it looks like a popular event. With event tech, you're obviously going to want to focus more on what you can offer event organisers, so it actually showcase the technology itself.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And then I obviously touching on the creatives, just like what's going to resonate with like the end user and like what's going to actually drive a click that's relevant to what you're advertising. Yeah, that's a good point. Thanks, David. Elizabeth, what tests are you most excited about running for these campaigns? Obviously, this is pretty like pretty much a completely kind of different sphere to like what David's touched on there with the timelines and the traditional kind of change in demand towards the end of it. So what sort of things have you been excited about running on these campaigns?
Yeah, so a lot of our clients have had video, which has been really exciting to use. Specifically for event tech, we've seen that we are having to use like a longer awareness period to generate brand awareness and brand exposures. a lot of our users aren't going to probably be brand aware and kind of know what products they use, what products and services they offer. So kind of testing full funnel campaigns on YouTube has been really exciting. And we see that, we kind of need to push an explainer video to make sure that those users are aware, and then we can push them through the funnel and then remarket to them. So they'll kind of be then brand aware at that point. And we can send that message across easier through video rather than 90 character description or a still image. And kind of fun fact, 95% of users are more likely to retain information in video rather than text. So always a good shout to include video in your campaigns.
That is a fun fact. And it's absolutely spot on too. I mean, I know from myself, if I'm watching something on YouTube and I get an ad 100 times, I'll be able to like rhyme it off word for word versus like all the text ads that I get daily that I just kind of just go completely over my head.
Yeah, exactly. And then also I'm excited about some new AI integrations for Performance Max. So that'll be interesting to see how we can integrate that as well into Event Tech. I think this is still in beta, so stay tuned.
Oh, nice. Well, we'll do that in another podcast.
Yeah.
Cool. So yeah, like we've touched on before, bit of a different approach to the marketing for these ones. David, is there anything interesting that you've discovered while running these that's actually relevant for running for actual event promotion that we've never done before? Sort of like some hidden gems that were there that people hadn't tapped into before because they never tried?
I think the kind of setup of the campaigns will all be quite similar in terms of like you have your keywords, you have your display campaigns and stuff. One thing that I did try on one of my event tech campaigns was obviously on Google, your keywords is like your highest intent. That's where you're going to really, but you need to trust people that are searching for those keywords. And again, when you're kind of starting off, a lot of it's still quite broad. So you might still be getting like a bit of relevant traffic. It's all about narrowing that down. I was more thinking on Google, like what way can we really target like the event organizers, you know, the audience that they want to target, like how can we do that? And so I had this idea that we'd run like a geofencing campaign, just get, you know, the client's ideal event organizer, maybe top 50. And what I did was I got like the address of their head office and then geofenced it. Obviously with geofencing, you have to do like a minimum of 4 kilometers around that area. So there's every chance you could still target some irrelevant people, but you know, you're still targeting that area where they will go to work every day. So I had this idea like really late at night that we could try this. And you know, I did run it and it did do quite well, to be fair. When we do run geofencing campaigns for event promotion, you do it around an event venue where people are already attending the event, so the likelihood of them wanting to go to another one is probably pretty slim. So yeah, just off the back of that, what we could even maybe start doing is saying to clients, okay, give us like your top 50 ideal exhibiting companies at your event and geofence their head offices and see if that does perform better than your bog standard geofence campaign around just like an event venue where of course you're still going to be targeting 4 kilometers out with. So if people are living around that area, they could still be getting targeted with those ads. But yeah, that is probably something you could try as like a kind of maybe a kind of optimization of your geofencing campaigns.
Nice, that sounds really cool. I love that came to you in a dream.
It was actually really late at night before I was about to go on holiday. Like, that's how obsessed I was with the campaign.
Cool. So, I mean, obviously, so we're chatting a lot about Google here, for context of the listeners. Everybody on this podcast is Team Google.
Google.
But I suppose we should touch a little bit on the other platforms. What platforms would you use? I know we've discuss Google, but what other platforms would you use for promoting like an event tech campaign?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, Google will be where the intent is. That's where you're going to be on search anyway. You're going to be reaching users that are looking for what you offer. So that should always be part of your strategy. What I'd recommend, especially at top of the funnel, is really drive like that high level top quality awareness. So, you know, adding DV360 into your campaigns would benefit as well. I would recommend that as a platform, but also with it being such a B2B focus, you'd need to have LinkedIn in your strategy as well. And LinkedIn is a bit more of an expensive platform, but like I said earlier, you pay for the quality. Like, the quality will be higher on LinkedIn. So although the cost is probably a bit higher, it's worth it because yeah, you will be able to target. I think you can target like companies on LinkedIn. And if you wanted to try that, you could also try that on Microsoft, although, you know, recently there's been a bit of a mixed bag of results when it comes to LinkedIn targeting. But if you wanted to combine your search campaigns with company targeting, you can do that on Microsoft. But yeah, LinkedIn, I would say you could add into your strategy as well.
I think you've touched on a really good point there, just about like, do you have to pay for quality?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the reason why there is like such high cost per clicks, is because there's high competition, because there's high value in like that end user. So you might look at it like, oh, it was £4 for a cost per click, but the lifetime value of that person who's come through, they've subscribed and they pay $400 a year for your service. The lifetime value of that is paid back 100 times
exactly.
A year. So it is worth it. It is worth paying more to get that higher quality.
Yeah, and yeah, just kind of going back to that, like for event promotion, we can run campaigns with whatever budget you provide. Maybe there's probably as a minimum on that, but generally, if you have a small budget, we can do something on Google for event promotion. We can, you know, get you some awareness, or we can get you like a small number of conversions. For event tech, from what we've seen from the data we've got so far, is an expensive conversion, but it is worth it. So yeah, it is just about being prepared to, you know, you really need to do push budget behind your campaigns. If you want to see results, you're going to need to push budget there.
Cool. So last question for me, guys. What I want to know is, have we got any success stories? We've been running a few of these campaigns. Over to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, luckily we have.
recently, no luck about it.
Recently, we've continued our work with Gravitate, an event tech company, and we've seen some really promising results across Google and LinkedIn. Specifically on LinkedIn, we were targeting company lists, kind of what David was saying, and layering those with job seniorities, which has proven really successful specifically for them, and targeting specific companies that the client actually wants to connect with. So that's been really successful. And we do have a case study live on the website, which you can go read as well, a bit more in depth about the strategy that we used for Gravitate.
Nice one. We'll share a link to that like on LinkedIn or something, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's everything for me, guys. Thanks very much for joining, and thanks very much for listening. Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Cheers.
Squadcast, the Tag Digital podcast. Listen to the Squadcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.